Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
Bull. You can text to 96459. And I want to say that our couple, again, has voluntarily decided to come on the show. So we really want to help them out. That's the goal here. I want to welcome Ben from Auburn. Ben, good morning to you, my friend. How are you? Well, you know what? Yeah, I sense that. And I'll kind of set this up. By the way, thank you so much for your Facebook message. When I saw my girl wants to ? I clicked on it. And, hey, Ben, if you don't mind, tell everybody what your girlfriend Angela wants to start doing.
My girlfriend Angela, she wants to start an OnlyFans account.
OnlyFans account.
Okay.
Now, I think that an OnlyFans account, isn't that where sometimes ladies and men sometimes they do things and they show personal stuff to and get paid for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, she wants to replace the lost job. She, you know, because she lost because of the pandemic and the lockdown. And she needs some money. And she's like, I think, you know, this would be a great way to make some money. I could make up the money I've lost. And I'm like, no, well, that's not fair to me. It's not fair to our relationship. What are you talking about? I mean, do you know what goes on in these places?
Oh, yeah. Ryder the Youngin was telling me about it, what goes on. Now, let me ask you this, though. Whenever you and I were corresponding on Facebook, you did mention that she doesn't want to show her face in this fans-only account. Does that make a difference in any way or no?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, that would be great, but what's the likelihood that's going to, like, you know, she's going to adhere to that the whole time, you know? Or, oops, look, your face was seen, or, I mean...
Or guys start throwing more money at her.
She shouldn't, but I doubt that she'll be able to hide it.
And again...
Someone offers you more money to show your face. Hello?
Right.
Do people offer more money to show the face or other things?
Oh, people will offer money for
anything. I've never been there.
Yeah, it's like in for a penny, in for a pound is what he's saying. Once she starts down that road, it's going to be hard to have limits.
Well, you know what? Let me go to the expert. Drew, tell me what these fans-only things are like.
Fitz, you're going to find this really hard to believe, but I've never actually gone to one. I'm like, why would I pay for this?
Right, exactly.
It's all over the internet for free.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, and so Angela is telling you, Ben, that she's just doing it for the money. Are there other reasons that she kind of wants to, you know, get in front of a camera?
No, she wants to make money. She thinks she can make a lot of money, you know. I mean, and people do make a lot of money. I'm sure she could, but, you know, I'm not down with this at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Even if she brought in like a couple of thousand extra dollars a month, you're still like, no, you think it could ruin your relationship?
Yeah.
What's Angela going
to
say?
Yes. I mean, obviously, she's out there, like, showing her body to other people. How could this be good for our relationship?
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of, like, Indecent Proposal. It's like, remember the movie with Demi Moore?
Yeah.
But he wants the money, but he doesn't want her to do that.
Right. I get that. Yeah, that's a good comparison, except for in this case, it's just pictures.
She's completely isolated in her own
video. She's not actually touching another person.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
But everybody else is seeing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
doesn't that violate the sanctity?
Especially if somebody who knows her finds the account.
Yeah, and pictures live forever on the internet.
Yeah, but again, if she's not showing her face. All right, hang on. Listen, there's two sides to every story. Angela is on hold right now from Auburn, and I'm going to take a few more notes, get a few more details. We'll get Angela's side of the story, why she really wants to do this. And Ben from Auburn, before we chat with your girlfriend Angela, what is Angela wanting to do?
She wants to start an OnlyFans account.
Yeah. And an OnlyFans account, by the way, if you don't know, is where women and men can basically do things in front of the camera, pictures, and they get paid for it.
Yeah, they have subscribers who pay them and sell pictures.
Yeah, when you say things, make sure you know people know what that means.
Oh, okay, doodads. They show their doodads, in their personal carnival areas, and they get paid for it. That's what it is. Okay. I want to welcome to the show right now, Angela from Auburn. Good morning, Angela. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. Well, you sound all happy. So talk to me. How do you feel about Ben not liking this at all?
I just really think he's overreacting. Like, I'm not going to show my face. I don't have any distinguishing, like, birthmarks or tattoos or anything. So it's not like anybody's going to recognize me. And I have a great body. I might as well use it before I lose it. And I mean, I have some friends who do this kind of thing, and they make serious money, like more than I would make if I went back to my old job. So I don't see what the problem
is. I was going to ask you, Angela, obviously you've heard about people doing this somewhere. I mean, so you have some close friends doing it. My wife's cousin, not going to name any names, but she actually she would wear underwear, like panties and stuff, a few days, and she would sell them online.
Oh,
a couple days later, and she made crazy amounts of money doing that. Okay.
I did the voice version of this. I made a lot of money doing the voice version of what we're talking about.
You were a dirty talker?
Yes. Several years ago.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
That's another show!
Yeah. So I know I get where she's coming from. Actually, this is different. I don't know that I'd do the video. First of all, nobody wants the video version. But even if they did, I don't know if I'd do it. But I know what she's saying. If you've got an asset, why not monetize it?
Ben, how do you feel about that? Even again, if she's bringing in all that extra money a month,
I think it's wrong. And you know, I mean, we're together, and I feel that's disrespecting me, and I don't like it at all. I mean, would she want me to do it? I would never do that.
Right. Hey, I'll tell you, though, when it comes to my wife and stuff, I'm thinking about this. Like, my wife, Bethany, doing it, I'm like, okay, what if her face wasn't showing? And at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't want anybody else but me looking at my wife's hiney.
Right, even if you know that they can't 100% identify. And, Angela, that's something that we talked about with Ben a little bit ago, is he was saying, you know, are you going to be able to keep those limits up? Like, you think you're going to be totally in control of it, but what happens if one of your subscribers says, oh, come on, babe, I want to see your face. I'll give you $1,000 right now to send me a picture with your face.
$100 make you holla.
Yeah. What do you do?
I mean, I think having clear limits is a big part of being comfortable doing this kind of thing. Like I said, I have a lot of friends who do it. So, like, I'm not going to just totally barrel through everything. Like, that's what I'm saying. My limit would be not showing my face to make him more comfortable with it. But I don't understand why he can't give me any kind of limit to this. Like, it's just
because
a flat
Angela,
no.
Angela, you wouldn't be the first person who was going into this kind of business thinking, oh, it's going to be safe, it's all going to be okay. And then it ended up not being. I mean, things aren't as cut and dry as you think they are.
Angela, real quick, asking for some listeners, as far as your friends, fans only accounts, what are their names? Never mind. Let me ask you this, Ben. What if Angela said, okay, I won't do that? What if she, Angela, would you be open to just like wearing underwear for a couple of days and selling those?
I mean, yeah, if I can make good enough money doing that.
Yeah, seriously. Interesting. Okay, listen, this is a tough one. Wow. 833-822-BULL.
I really like what you said. It really resonated with me. That's my hiney.
It belongs to him.
Oh, my God.
Angela,
hang on.
Does your hiney belong to Ben?
My body belongs to me.
But does your hiney
belong
to Ben?
You know what I mean, sweetie. My hiney is yours. You know what I mean.
It's a trade.
All right. Text to 96459. Make up or break up. I'm going to put you guys on hold right now. We have our therapist in Renton who wants to give you guys two free appointments to try to help you work this out. And there's also a lot of people, you know, wanting to chime in right now as well. So turn up the radio, okay? Again, that is 833-822-BULL. You can text to 96459. It's 7:44 right now in makeup or breakup. Drew, some of the text messages before we get some of these calls.
I do feel like it's divided right down the gender lines, because there's a lot of guys saying, and here's a direct quote from a text, let her be someone else's problem, bro. Run while you can. Another guy says, she sounds hot. Let her do it. LOL. But then there's some people very concerned about it. Here's one says, sharing your body with anyone, even through photos, is cheating when you're in a committed relationship. That's for their eyes only. And sharing it for money is, you know, not good, period.
Now we have it. They need an immediate breakup because he's being insecure.
Right.
It's her body. She should be able to do what she wants.
However, here's one that says, girl, I'm all about it. If you got it, flaunt it. When I was single, I was just like Angela. When there's no man holding your hand, you know, or, you know, but don't respect the relationship if you're in one. Mm-hmm. So that's support for doing it, but maybe not during the relationship.
Get a little stank on them panties and sell it.
Ugh. It's not appealing when you say
I'm
it like
saying,
that. It's not appealing, period. But when you say it like that,
I understand.
It gets worse.
There's obviously a huge financial opportunity in that. Like,
yeah.
Yep.
I'm wondering if I should start, you know, wearing my draws and trying to sell my draws. Think anybody buy my draws,
you know,
after wearing them for 6 days?
That is one of the great dividing lines between men and women. Is men can like build this fantasy world around a pair of underwear. Women are like, gross, put that in the laundry.
Are you trying to tell me, Drew, you would not want to purchase my boxer briefs after wearing them for 6 days?
Exactly what I am telling you.
Really, you really wouldn't?
Yep. Exactly what I'm telling you.
All right, I'm going to go to Heather in Silverdale. Good morning, Heather. Makeup or breakup here? What do you think?
Good morning. You guys are being so old-fashioned. Let the woman do what she wants with her body. It's so crazy. Everyone talking about everyone's hinies belonging to each other. She stands to make some amazing money, and we are in this crazy pandemic and everything that's happening in the world. Let the girl have her money. Because what's going to happen? She's going to ruin her body. She's going to stay home with the kids. She's not going to have any money. Like, this is her chance. Use the money for a nest egg. Use it to send the kids to college. Turn it around. Do something positive with it. But take the opportunity. I mean, if anything, if we've learned anything from this crazy time, it's like, jump on whatever chance you have. I mean, that boyfriend.
You're saying shake and bake, baby. Shake and bake.
Saying buy a house with those buns.
Buy a house with them buns.
Yeah,
so you don't think Ben, in any way, shape, or form, has any right to say in his relationship, like, hey, I don't think you should be doing that, and I'm not cool with it?
I just think he's being a baby about it.
All right.
I mean, look, you know what he should do if he's a grown man is he should get behind that camera and get his little lady to work it. So we can make it a little family business.
For a cut of the profits.
Right.
All right, and Mike,
you can't
the relationship.
Join him.
Okay. Mike, the relationship specialist in Redmond, is makeup or breakup here, Mike.
Good morning, y'all. I'll caveat this with saying that I truly believe that men and women should be able to do what they please with their own bodies. But Ben went into this relationship with his version of intimacy, and he was okay with how their intimacy worked. And for a lot of people, simply showing your body to someone is a violation of that. So I do think that this is an issue that should be a breakup. If she's so set on making money by, you know, more or less hooking around online, then he's got to leave her.
So the problem is they have different values, is what you're
right.
saying. We're seeing a lot of similar ideas.
Thank you, as always, Mike, the relationship specialist in Redmond, who's always awesome. All right, Drew, with the text messages, social media, phone calls for Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. Do we have a makeup or breakup?
Yes, it is not absolute, but it is 80% breakup. People just, they see that difference in values.
Okay.